If you're craving that perfect touch of creaminess in your coffee, look no further than Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. With five irresistible flavors like Very Vanilla, Melty Mocha, and Marshmallow, you can elevate your coffee experience by adding a deliciously foamy layer to your favorite brew, hot or cold. Each can tops up to 20 cups of coffee. That's great value. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com, find it at your closest retail location, or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's coffeetoppersfoam.com.
We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the Made to Be Seen Very Sexy Push Up Bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive Swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. Bonaventure. AdventureMission.org.
Here's everything you need to know in entertainment with Danielle Monero.
Let's do your Daniel report, and then we're going to go back. I'm going to play that Jess Glynn.
Nice.
Yeah, we're going to get it all done. All right, Danielle, what's going on?
Congratulations, Gwen Stefani got honored with her very own star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday. Did you have anything to do with that?
Yeah, you maybe.
Okay. Oh, wow. She thanks her mentors for supporting her, of course, and she acknowledged so many people. Her star is right near her hubby, Blake Shelton's, who got his on May 12th. And we love Gwen. She is the sweetest, so happy for her. So Britney Spears still doesn't have much to say about the immediate fallout from her split with Justin Timberlake because she says she doesn't really remember much about it. In her new book that comes out on Tuesday, The Woman and Me, she recalls Justin dumping her with a shady text message and says, I was comatose in Louisiana and he was happily running around Hollywood. She said, I don't remember. I just remember being shocked by the public's reaction, saying that she was portrayed as a harlot who'd broken the heart of America's golden boy.
Oh boy.
Wow, huh? Interesting. Pink has called off two more shows, and I told you the other day she had a medical emergency. Now we know what it was. Her doctor advised her not to perform because she is suffering from like an upper respiratory infection, something like that. So we hope she gets better soon and can take the stage Wednesday in Denver.
Or start flying again.
Yeah, start flying. That's right.
She doesn't like stages. She likes to fly in her concerts.
She loves to fly, yes. So Dwayne The Rock Johnson has a wax statue at the Grevin Museum in Paris, France. And fans were lining up to take pictures with it. And then the comments started coming because he said it looks nothing like him. It looks like he got food poisoning. They're like, I don't know what happened with this statue, but they're saying just not good replica. So fans were not happy with what it looks like.
Are you looking at the picture? Let me see it.
This thing. Stop it. Agreeing clothes. Okay.
Let's see. Oh.
It's like Mr. Clean.
Oh, that's not good.
The skin color is way off.
So they need. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
They might need to go back to the drawing board on that one, but yeah. So a lot of places are haunted. A lot of venues that we go to for concerts are haunted. They just came out with a list of 11 concerts, and I'll just give you a couple of them. Royal Albert Hall in London, obviously. The Avalon in Hollywood. The Chicago House of Blues. Just some of the places that are haunted. Maybe you'll come in contact with a ghost.
You know, I saw that list and I didn't see any New York City venues, but we know for a fact that Radio City Music Hall is haunted.
Oh yeah, 100%.
100%. And there's a couple other ones too. All right.
Let's see. According to a new poll, 23% of Americans say that they're a fan of Taylor Swift. Another 23% say they're a fan of Beyonce. And only 13 say that they're a fan of both. So there's a lot of people saying they're not a fan of either. So,
okay.
Just bringing that to you today. And speaking of Taylor Swift, of course, the international leg of her tour kicks off in Buenos Aires from November 9th through the 11th. And it just happens to be when Kansas City Chiefs have a bye week. So according to Entertainment Tonight, Travis plans to fly there to be with his lady.
Good, because we need to know about them every day.
Please, update me.
Sorry. Sorry, guys. A lot of people love her.
And I haven't heard any Will and Jada stuff today.
Oh, my God. No.
There is a story, but I want to. We'll do whatever. Okay. Friday on Netflix. Well, today's Friday. The series premiere of Surviving Paradise. This is actually a really cool pampered twist on Survivor. 12 contestants are invited to this amazing oceanside villa. Then they kicked out of it. They get kicked out one by one, and then they have to live in the woods with nothing. So when you get kicked out, that sounds like it might be fun, right? Old Dad's on Netflix. If You Were the Last on Peacock. Also Bad Bunny hosting SNL. Also the musical guest. Of course, there's football, the Eagles, the Dolphins, and other amazing teams, and the Great Halloween Fright Fight that is on Sunday night, and that's an awesome show, and that's my Danielle report.
The haunted venues you're talking about? Mm-hmm. Also, the Beacon Theater here in New York City, yes. Very haunted, and the Avalon you're talking about in Hollywood?
Yeah.
You know what? You know where that is?
Where is that?
My star's right outside.
Oh, is that where it is?
I'm haunting the Avalon.
Oh, that's so
actually,
cool.
Actually, Luther Vandross is out there, too. Maybe it's him. Hey. Oh, won't you